In local news, 160 people packed into the church hall on Stewart Street on Saturday for the book launch and kōrero of Dr. Oliver McLeod's Geological Survey of Kariōi. As he said in his opening remarks, it's highly unusual for large crowds to turn up for a lecture on geology, but the combination of crowdfunding campaign and incorporation of Mātauranga Māori had generated considerable interest in the community. And while $15,000 was raised for the crowdfunding campaign, the project was also a labour of love for Oliver McLeod, who spent many hours on the slopes of Kariōi gathering data. His use of Mātauranga Māori also meant in-depth consultation with local hapū leaders as he gathered together original place names and the whakapapa of the area. Kaumātua Sean Allison and Angeline Greensill were on hand for a panel discussion about Mātauranga Māori and modern science before questions from the crowd. Stormwater works began at Papahua Reserve last week with temporary fencing in the reserve by the soccer fields. The aim of the project is to solve flooding problems at the campground and football fields. Originally, the project was to include some roading work, but after tenders were returned, it was cut back to just stormwater works and a pump station. GM Civil has been awarded the contract, and the aim is to do most of the work in September, with the pump being installed in December. This is not the first time the council has tried to fix this problem, with the football club being told in 2018 that council was going to investigate the situation properly and make good long-term solutions before completing a project that left a campground pump diverting water to the football fields where it then seeped back to the campground. Hopefully this project will get the job done. Good news in local sport is the Whangaroa Whai Wahine have brought some silverware back to Raglan for the end of the winter sports season. Like the men, they're in their second season in the Waikato League and have been placed in the championship division. They've been comfortably beating most of the teams there except for Tane Whārau, who finished the league undefeated. Carrying their form from the league round through the semis, it was no surprise the two teams met in the final, but then Whangaroa Whai threw the form book out the window with a relatively comfortable 26-16 win yesterday at Rest Hills Park in Hamilton. And that is the local news for Monday, 9th of September 2024.